The fourth question about the Byzantine baptism and the Catholic baptism. You know, the Byzantine church is also a Chalcedonian Orthodox church. Some of them are Orthodox, but not as sister as your church or our church. But in this case, if they accept our doctrine, we just, in our Coptic church, we just put the myron on their head while fasting, and then can share. They can share into communion. When it comes to Catholic, in the early days of our father Pope Shenouda, he was insisting that they were baptized again. But with his last days, because many of the Catholic went to join the Coptic Orthodox Church, he allowed us to ask the Catholic, "You like to be baptized again?" If he refused, we just put the water on his head and pray some of the prayers of the baptism, and then the myron on the head, and he considered Orthodox and can get the communion. So there is some flexibility even with the Catholic. But again, I want to mention that teaching is the solution. When we teach our people the right way, everyone is happy to be Orthodox. You know, the Protestant is always saying, we Orthodox are teaching non-biblical teaching. But you can see that all our sacraments and all our tradition are Bible-based. So they are all biblical. So this teaching, we should defend ourselves and teach the right way. In our Coptic church, we immerse the child or the one who is going to be baptized in the name of the Father one time, the Son second time, the Holy Spirit, and we blow into his face the power of Holy Spirit.